This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions lit up the sky over Gaza on Monday as intense Israeli airstrikes hit the Gaza Strip. Israeli troops and tanks also pressed the ground campaign against Hamas militants in the south of the enclave after having largely gained control of the now devastated north. Early on Monday, Israel ordered Palestinians to leave parts of Gaza's main southern city, Khan Yunis, but residents said areas which they had been told to go to were also coming under fire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught President Joe Biden administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas rejected on Monday accusations of rape and sexual violence by Palestinian militants during the group's October 7th attacks on Israel, dismissing them as unfounded lies. The Hamas statement comes days after UN Women said it was alarmed by the numerous accounts of gender-based atrocities during the attacks on southern Israel, which authorities say killed about 1,200 people.